What's your name, sir?
Bavaro, Nicholas Bavaro.
And what's your instrument?
An accordion, of course.
Do you play anything besides hardball? Do you get many dates dressed like this?
I haven't yet. No, I'm looking forward to it, though.
Mr. Russell, I presume?
Yes, Mr. Russell J. Roberto, R-I-B-E-R-T-O, 75 years old, never smoked a cigarette or purchased a lottery ticket.
Is this team bowling?
Full contact bowling.
No holds barred.
You seem like you're wearing Mexican wrestling outfits.
We don't seem like we are. We are. What are you, blind?
Uh-oh. Will Klinger, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you?
You took some great old clips from good old wild Chicago. I was pleased to hear that.
Well, and now I don't even have to say. This is the former host of Wild Chicago, who, I mean, you've won, what is it, 14 Emmy Awards or some such thing just for Wild Chicago, not to mention the Emmys you've earned for lots of other shows that you've been involved with, including one that's close to my heart, and that's The Legend of Del Close. Del Close is one of the two. Sharna Halpern is the other, who created improv in Chicago. And you've been
I.O.
Yeah, exactly. And you've been in many, many movies. And now you're going to be on stage. Tell us about that.
I'm trotting the boards in a play called Being Seen, which is by Richard Guston, starring Kellyanne Clark and Will Klinger at the Den Theater. Opens mid-June, June 15th, and runs for about 3 weeks. Yeah, it's, all through the TV career that I've had and the film career I've had, I've always managed to do theater. I mean, I first came to Chicago when I got hired at Second City Touring Company back in 84, for God's sake. So theater has never been far away from my wants and needs. So, this is the latest play I'm doing, and it's the first thing I've done since the pandemic. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
At the Den Theater. Interesting the way you said that. I'm in a show called Being Seen with Will Klinger and Kellyanne Clark. That's what you said, referring to yourself in the third person. Any reason for that?
No, I'm just using the promos that I'm sure put on the radio and television, starring Kellyanne Clark. I give her first billing because I think she's the real star of the show. But I play an artistic director, a very renowned artistic director of a theater. Kelly is an actor auditioning for this theater, and it's just two people, and it's a roller coaster. It's kind of a crazy run that we go through. They put the audience through some crazy moments, but it's funny. It's very funny, but it's dark. It's kind of a tragicomedy. Is that a word?
Well, it is now, and this tragic comedy did very well in New York City, I understand.
Yeah, it got rave reviews. It was named an audience favorite at the New York Fringe Festival, and this is its Chicago premiere. Although our playwright Richard Guston has told us that there are several pages of this play that were not in New York, so I like to consider us a world premiere for at least 10 pages.
What appealed to you most about doing this, aside from the fact that someone offers work? That's always a good thing. But above and beyond that?
I tell you what, it's a great part, and it's a high-status part. The director drives the action, as they say. And I've always liked those kind of roles where the action of the play kind of depends on my character. And frankly, I've never done a two-person play where it was just two people on stage. So that made me jump at this chance because, you're always looking to challenge yourself. I'm sure Steve Dale is the same way. You always look for new challenges, and this certainly is no exception.
Wild Chicago. I mean, you just, any Chicagoan, those two words, you smile because what's the right way for me to say this? You depicted our city in a way. I mean, I'm a native Chicagoan, and I'd watch Wild Chicago, and I'd say, who knew? And I'd say it again. Who knew? I mean, over and over, you found gems in our city that, I'll tell you, I don't know how you found them. uncovering the unusual in Chicago. What made you think of doing this in the first place?
Well, now, I cannot claim credit for creating the show Wild Chicago. It was originally created by a couple of guys, John Davies and Ben Hollis, and Hollis was the first host for the first four seasons.
Yeah,
I did it for 11 seasons after that, but so I can't claim credit for the original idea. But I tell you what, you're right. People are constantly coming up to me and saying, "Oh, I would always watch Wilder to find out about stuff to do in the city. You know, where to go, what people to see, things to do." So I think the show, as well as being entertaining, was just very informative for local Chicagoans. And you know, I'm now producing and hosting a show for PBS on a national scale called Wild Travels, and it basically does the same thing that Wild Chicago did, only all over the country. We go all over the country and find the bizarre, unusual, off the beaten track kind of places. And we're now in our, darn it, I think we're about to finish our fourth season, and it's on PBS in 165 markets in 48 states. So we're pretty pleased about that. And it can be streamed on something called GoTraveler.com. You can stream every episode. It's of our first three seasons. But yeah, it's fun to do. I tell you what, it's what I loved about Wild Chicago. I meet such interesting people. And the give and take with these people is always amusing and fascinating, you know?
So I had forgotten about Ben Hollis, and that's my bad. But now that you mention it, of course, the show originated with him, but you were on it far longer, and I think people may associate more, in fact, because you're more recent memory. But you were so funny. It was clear that this guy has comedy chops as well. That's kind of an interesting situation. I mean, you walk in and you're dealing with ordinary people, and you have to allow them to be funny, but you have to create that space for them to be funny. Does that make any sense, what I'm sort of describing?
You know, I always found the piece wasn't nearly as good if it relied on me being funny. If I had to do all the, you know, bring all the funny, it was never as good a piece as if it was a give and take. And, you know, these people that go on Wild Chicago and now Wild Travels, they're very into what they're doing. I mean, they love their, you know, their club or their festival or whatever they're involved in, and it always makes them very fascinating to talk to because they're excited about it, you know, and I can work off that, and it's very easy to work off of when the people that you're talking to are really into what they're doing, you know.
Well, one of those questions I bet you hate getting but do get every interview you do: what were some of the funniest, wackiest, most offbeat segments of Wild Chicago? I'll give you a minute to think about that, and we're going to pause and then come back with Will Klinger, who's about to open in a show called Being Seen at the Den Theater Company in Chicago. Chicago's very own WGN. Talking to Will Klinger on WGN. Yeah, you know his name, maybe. And who is that? I know that name. That must happen to you all the time. And then you say, Wild Chicago! People know. Is that correct, Will?
Wild Travels, but yes, close enough. You know, a lot of people recognize the voice before they recognize the face because my voice was on the show more than my face, frankly. But yeah, it's always good to get some love from local Chicagoans.
All right. So what were some of the more interesting, offbeat, wacky places you visited in Chicago?
Well, I think the one I always gravitate to is there was a guy named Mike Englehart in the suburbs of Chicago who made these. He would get turkeys from the slaughterhouse and expand their necks,
ew,
put claws on the bottom of them, put the head on top, and dress them up in various characters, and he called them poultry personalities. And he had an amazing collection. He would sell them for $200 a pop. But good old Mike Engelhardt, I wonder if he's still doing that these days. But yeah, Poultry Personalities is one of my favorite pieces. I'm gonna give you one from Wild Travels now, since the show's still on the air.
Now, Wild Travels, let's explain so people know. Wild Travels, and we're talking to Will Klinger, who, by the way, is starring in Chicago, or will be, in a show called Being Seen, and we'll tell you again where you can see Being Seen and Will Klinger. So Wild Travels airs all over the country on PBS stations, and you go to interesting places, and you're about to tell us about one of them, I take it.
One of them was a festival called Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Huh?
And Frozen Dead Guy Days takes place in a small town in Colorado. It basically started because there's a guy who was frozen under a ton of dry ice in a tough shed in the hills above Netherland, Colorado. And this festival is basically dedicated to this frozen dead guy. It's very basic cryogenics. Just dry ice.
Ew.
And they have events like frozen t-shirt contests, frozen turkey bowling, coffin races, hearse parades, everything has to do with freezing and death. So it's a whole weekend of fun. It happens every year. I think they're now they've got to be in their 20th year by now. I think we shot it about 3 years ago. And, That was a stitch, Frozen Dead Guy Days. If you're ever in Colorado in the winter months, you got to check this out.
You got to check that out. One thing I want to ask you about: you were in the news in Chicago, I guess it was last year. You were riding the Red Line, and I'll let you take it from there.
Oh yeah, my CTA incident. Yeah, that did get a lot of airplay. I was going downtown to meet a friend, and My cell phone was stolen. The people, they waited until the train just pulled into Addison, grabbed my cell phone and dashed out the door, thinking that the door would close before I got out. Well, I was quick and probably a mistake to chase after them, because I did. I got out the door and I chased them down the platform, took a bad fall, and eventually I wound up with a hematoma. And I was in the hospital for several days. So the lesson to that was, give up the phone and, don't chase after criminals who have just stolen your cell phone. I hope the CTA, I got to be honest with you, Steve, I have not taken the CTA since that day. I guess I have a phobia now, especially the Red Line. I mean, I don't know how it is now, but boy, this was during the latter days of the pandemic, and that Red Line was kind of a little rough around the edges, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's improved, let's put it that way.
Yeah, so what's interesting about the story, first off, these things do happen, and they happen to anyone, and secondly, this is kind of a post-traumatic stress disorder, right? That you're saying that I'm worried now or fearful about taking public transportation, or at least the trains in Chicago. And I think
I'm a little nervous about it. Yeah, I have to admit.
I would understand.
And, I think it'll eventually pass, and I'll eventually be able to get back onto the CTA. But thanks to that incident, I tell you what, Uber and Lyft have made a lot of money off me, because I just have to get places and I can't use the Red Line. I don't know about the rest of the lines, but the Red Line is really nerve-wracking for me.
Would you get back on? What would get you back on the train? If Mayor Brandon Johnson called you and said, "I'm going to ride with you," would that do it?
Yeah, I probably would take that for a good safety, a pretty good safety if you're right next to the mayor, sure.
You know, I mean, I ask, though, because seriously, this is an issue in our city, the city you happen to be located in, and it's kind of heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, it is. And, it's something that I really hope. I voted for Brandon Johnson. I hope it's sort of high on his list of things to work on, because I think Chicagoans have a right to be able to to ride public transportation without worrying about, you know, getting robbed or assaulted. You know, it's just it's the right of, I think, every citizen of this crazy city that we should be able to do that.
Well, of course. And a lot of people, I mean, at least you have the choice. You could and can and have been doing, apparently, Uber and Lyft. But not everyone has that choice.
No.
Right.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So we do need to fix this problem. We also need to see you if you want to smile and laugh at the Den Theater. The Den, the word the, dentheater.com. For more information about the show we talked about called Being Seen. And it opens soon, Will Klinger.
It opens very soon. We're in rehearsal right now. I am actually sitting outside the rehearsal hall as we speak. But yes, it opens the 15th, runs for 3 weeks. I think, weekends and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Funny comedy.
All right, go see
highly
Will Klinger. In a highly recommended funny comedy, Will. A pleasure to meet you and a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.